Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
And online.
The internet.
Yeah, that's a thing that exists.
Oh, God.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And we talk about video games. Because we have a lot of video games.
Yes.
We want a lot more video games.
Yeah, right? It's like, I do want more video games. I think about that a lot, but I also have a backlog. I will say but the other problem is that I'm going through games that I've already played, because that's how right. I live.
Well, I'm taking it like a Pokemon situation. I gotta have them all.
All video games?
All video games.
No.
In my retirement, in like...
You're gonna get all... God.
I'll have accumulated a collection.
Legit.
A veritable collection. However, I'm going to use this as a segue.
Okay.
Unfortunately, people are having problems getting certain video games because PlayStation 5 is out and very difficult to get your hands on.
And by people are having trouble getting video games, people are having trouble getting the consoles is maybe more specific.
Yeah, more specific. Yeah.
Mean. Yeah,
it was clunky. I'm not a master of words. I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
So, the PlayStation 5 came out on this past Thursday, November 12th.
As is the Xbox. What, Xbox Series X? Is that what it's called?
Yes, The Series X. And it is very hard to find them anywhere, whether it be in person or online.
Yeah.
Just because it seems bots are buying up all the consoles as soon as they become available. So it's unfortunate, and I think this is kind of what we saw happen last time with the release of the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox 360.
I don't think so. Not to this extent.
Not to this extent. This is kind of crazy, and we're kind of... I think we saw a preview of this with the Switch earlier this year, too.
Sure. Well, with the Switch of people not being able to get them. But here's the thing. Like, we are in the midst of, like, a pandemic, which has obviously stopped, like, a lot of our economy, right?
Right.
And it stopped lots of things, so... I was already aware of the fact that we probably wouldn't get as many new consoles as we wanted, right?
Right.
Sort of thing, like the qual or quantity. And the other thing is that I feel that the first generation often has flaws with it. So that was another thing that I was like, I'm fine with it. But the other thing is just that there won't be as many. I will say... I don't think they've handled it well with what they're doing, like, in sort of how they've done pre-orders.
It's almost like a ticket-buying situation that we see with concerts now, where...
Well, it's not even a ticket. It's a ticket to have the chance to buy it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, like, you buy a ticket and you get in. You get in, but then you also have to try and still get the object that you want, right? You get a chance to get it, which... Nobody appreciates, and nobody wants to go places to have to, like, you know, stand and wait for the chance to get something right now.
Right. I was almost thinking, like, with the online ticket scalpers with, like, going to concerts.
That's where basically, this is what we're, because,
and,
yeah, you were saying that bots, basically, the problem is, like, places like Walmart, I would assume Amazon, but... When they announce that they're going to have, like, pre-orders open or they're going to have orders open for this, they are basically being snatched up by bots, you're saying. So bots is in, like, computer-generated programs so that somebody can buy, like, 20 of them and then resell them each for $1,500.
Like, they're cranking up the price 3 to 4 times more than what they already are,
like,
if
well,
not more.
I'm not surprised. Like, it makes absolute sense because, like, some people will absolutely buy... a marked up console because they want it that bad, and that's the only way they're going to get it. But obviously it's supremely unfair to everyone, right? It's sort of how that one guy who bought 300 Rosalinas for some reason, Rosalina Amiibos. Like, I would say Nintendo is a different situation because they purposefully do a weird scarcity thing.
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't, like, Nintendo...
Like a limited run situation.
Well, I don't know. Well, Nintendo could definitely... No, it's a scarcity thing. It's to drive up stuff.
Yeah.
Nintendo knows what they're doing. And they... Because they could very easily do a million amiibos and nobody would be sad, right? Nobody would be like, I have to pay $300 for my Rosalina Amiibo because this guy took them all, right?
Right, so we expect that from Nintendo, but this is a launch of a console. We would have expected something a bit more...
thought through? I don't know. Once again, I feel I'm giving lots of people the benefit of the doubt with the fact that things are happening and there are things that are out of our control. They haven't been handling it well. I'm not expecting them to handle it well, like, in honesty. Like, I don't know. I'm not... They haven't proven that they can, neither video game company, you know. So, I'm not surprised that it's not going well. I didn't think it would go well. That's about it.
And, as a heads up, there have been some of the launch issues that we were expecting with the PlayStation 4. And yeah. Some with the Xbox.
PlayStation 5.
Sorry, 5. Forgive me. There are some problems with the PlayStation 5. Such as the external hard drive that people were hoping to use for playing and storing memory for the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 games only works with PlayStation 4 games. So we're having some memory issues there. There's some sensitivity problems with the controller. A lot of the stuff that you have to do factory resets to fix, which gets rid of all your files... game information, player information, it's just not great. And apparently it's not a very quiet system. It likes to make a very loud humming, which is... Yeah. Our PlayStation 4 makes a loud humming, but that thing is getting on to be, like, 4 years old now. It's to be expected.
Yeah. Well, it's not to be expected. It's just that is what happened. That is a flaw with the system. Over time, it's, you know, things like that probably show up, which is... not great for a console that was just released. Yeah.
And the Xbox Series X has issues with freezing completely and having to be restarted.
Wow.
And apparently it's a serious enough issue that they've had to do factory resets on the machines as well. So it's not a good show for the first little while.
Yeah. Once again, I was assuming it wouldn't go well. It usually doesn't. There's usually problems. And then we already have things, once again... there are already problems, like, global problems that would affect the production of these things. So, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't planning on getting one anyways, because I heard about the lottery system, I was like,
We'll wait till the second or third generation to look at them again when they've got all the patches in place and a lot of the hardware issues that they...
It's fine. Yeah, like, everyone who wants one will eventually get one. It's just unfortunate that this is how they're doing it. And because people who maybe need them for their jobs or like whatever, right? And at this point in time, people like that is a job, right? Playing video games, reviewing video games, working on video games, those are jobs. So people need sometimes the hardware to do their job. Yeah.
So, in the meantime, we do have, like I said, a lot of games that we can play and a lot of games that we can still acquire. Uh-huh. Hyrule Warriors comes out on Friday, so I might look into picking that up because I need something else to relax from after I'm done playing Hollow Knight.
Uh-huh.
My hand hurts so much. Hollow Knight is one of the free games for PlayStation Plus right now. And I know we've had it for the Switch for a long time, and I did start playing it on the Switch,
mm-hmm.
but I'm finding it to be a lot more easier for me on the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all get a chance to do so, I definitely recommend going to check out Hollow Knight. I know this was a game that you like to follow a lot of, and it's really cool. It has a lot of neat lore. It doesn't give you the entire story just... flat out, you can kind of piece things together.
Yeah, well, once again, that's why we got it. I told you you'd like it. I'm usually not wrong about things.
I know, but I think when we got it initially was just that a wrong time for me to play it.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying. Yeah. I told you it was good. I've known Hollow Knight has been good since, like, a very long time. It's just one of those games that I don't feel confident enough playing. Like, to be honest, there are certain things that I could do, which is, like, I beat the first Hornet for you very, like, pretty easy. But that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. And then you watched me slog through some of the other boss battles that are...
Yeah, you play games in an interesting way, or in a way that I don't play games. You're a little erratic, and it's kind of funny because you like seem to purposefully jump into attacks.
I really don't.
Yeah, but it's like you do a lot.
It's also me parsing out the patterns because there are distinct patterns. It's just sometimes I happen to go in the wrong direction. And also because this is one of those games that makes my hands really cold and kind of nasty. And of course, that does not help with the controls either. But that's besides that point. I am still having a lot of fun and I'm getting a lot of satisfaction fighting bosses. It's so, so satisfying to finally, after hours and hours of going after a boss, to finally get them down. And those Watcher Knights, I'm pretty proud of myself for getting past the Watcher Knights. And I know you can go after harder bosses, but I don't think I have that kind of patience in me.
Okay.
For now.
Okay.
We'll see. And the music is really, really good. Like, it's really peaceful, I'm finding. I'm trying to find a way of describing it other than it's just peaceful. It's also like it adds to the atmosphere. You know kind of where you are just depending on like how they've set up these musical points. Like it's cool. I really like it. If you ever are a big fan of video game music, definitely go and check this out. And the voice acting, they don't speak any certain language. It's just... It's kind of like a Zelda situation. I'd say Zelda would be the closest thing. Where they didn't use like in Skyward Sword?
Yeah. Where they just sort of use exclamations almost, or just sort of noises. I would say noises is probably, right?
Yeah. And just to hear the stories of all the different characters, which are all bugs, just to see like little parts of their lives and all how they add things as you go along in the story, because you'll meet a bug at the very beginning, see them later on, and they'll have done their own stuff and their own bug life, and they will tell you about it, and it's very endearing. It's such a good little game, and I'm glad that I finally got the chance to get as far as I have into it, and I'm going to keep playing it because I want to see the resolution of this story. And when it comes out, we are going to get Silk Song.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that one.
Because he gets to play as Hornet, who is such a cool character. And I really want to know more about Hornet and what drives her to do what she does. She's your rival slash friend slash...
Once again, I know all the Hollow Knight stuff, so
You're trying not to spoil it.
Well, I think it's like, it's also something like where, I don't know, it gets complicated, right? I think it's a really interesting game. I've always liked Hollow Knight. It is very similar to Dark Souls in the way they present their story and world building. In terms of that, you do have to look for certain things. You have to read between the lines in a little bit to figure out what the main story is. But it's all there. Like, it's not... There is some cryptic stuff, but yeah.
And some unreliable narrator stuff where somebody will have one part of the story and somebody will have another part.
Yeah.
Whether it's like someone was a hero, somebody was not quite a hero. And somebody would...
Well, just people will have different opinions on different characters, right?
Yeah. Or
different main figures in this.
Yeah, and they'll respond to different items that you have equipped as well. I have this one that makes me rather stinky, and a lot of people don't like the stinky charm.
Mm. Well...
Who would?
Yeah, I was like, what, is that surprising
it's,
to you?
It's not surprising, but it's just funny to see them respond to different...
I'm just like, I don't know if that... I'm surprised.
No. So it is, again, well worth a checkout. It is on the PlayStation Plus, and we have it on the Switch, and it's also on PlayStation Now, so...
It's on everything.
It's on everything.
Like, I was like, it's on... PC is what it was made for, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would say it's on PC. Oh,
I can't even imagine playing this game on PC.
Just, what do you mean?
Well, I'd have to get a controller for it, but I can't imagine...
It has controller support, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't imagine playing it on, like, a keyboard. Some people can do that.
For you, yeah.
For me. So, what have you been playing for the last little while?
Well, I've been doing a couple games. The one I finished, not most recently, but like mostly, the latest one I finished Was the prequel to Tangled Tower, which is a game I played last year, I believe. It's called Detective Grimoire, and I want to say The Secret of the Swamp. I think that's what the title is. Which was great. Like, I loved it. Obviously, I think I like Tangled Tower more, just because Tangled Tower, stylistically, is just so much better.
It's taken the improvements that they...
Yeah. No, exactly. Like, you can see inspirations and influences it's not even the first one. This is, like, they used to be, I think, Flash games, like browser Flash games kind of thing. I don't know. They're basically, you are Detective Grimoire. You are going to a swamp because someone died, right?
Right.
Yeah. And this swamp is sort of, it's a bit of a tourist trap location. The main thing with these games is, like, all the characters are sort of very interesting looking. They're all designed, like, they're very quirky, I guess, is, like, the best thing. Or very stylized. I don't know. I like them a lot. You also meet Sally, who becomes your partner in Tangled Tower.
Right.
What I actually do like is the fact that now playing both of these games, I can see how quite a lot of them are connected in story theme. In so far as, like, I think they're going to, like, obviously I think they're going to continue to do more chapters, but there is a lot that is connected. There are little hints, maybe callbacks to other things, but it's just like there's an underlying connecting story that you can sort of see that's coming through, and I like that.
Like, it's sort of a, are you ever going to get a Moriarty situation here where Grimoire finds his
Well, possibly. Like, Tangled Tower sort of hints at not a Moriarty situation, but Tangled Tower hints at, like, you know, people get away, like your person who you were trying to get gets away. But yeah, I'm excited for the next one. I really liked it. It was pretty simple. You know, it's a point and click. You talk to people, you do stuff. I appreciate the writing in this game. It's, like, quite quirky. It's funny. It's enjoyable. The voice acting's quite good. I don't know. They're good games. They're very enjoyable. Tangled Tower is, like, it's so good. It's really a very good game. And I replayed Tangled Tower after playing this just
because
I wanted to.
Yeah. Because I know you had a lot of good things to say about Tangled Tower earlier when you had initially gotten it for the iPad.
Yeah.
And now you're playing it on PC.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if I ever get the chance to get a PC, I'll check them out myself, especially since you seem to really like your point-and-click detective mysteries.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you have an iPad and it's on an iPad. You can play it there.
I can play it there, but...
Okay, I'm just saying, you can play it there if you wanted to play it. It's you don't have to make it harder for yourself. But that's another one I played. The other game I played, which is a multiplayer, is called Half Dead 2. And for some reason, this makes me think of... I think there's a movie called The Cube. Where
that
it's
is
like
a thing.
A series of, like, there's people in this room and it's a series of cubes that are all connected to each other and they're like traps and death rooms, right?
Right. It's an escape room situation.
That is exactly what this game is. That is exactly what it is. You start off in a cube. The mechanics are you have shoes on and you can throw your shoes into places or you can throw your shoes to, like, set things off, but...
Can you recall your shoes after you've thrown them?
You can pick them up.
Okay.
The reason being, like, you can't recall them because sometimes there are rooms that will just kill you. Like, you go in them and all of the doors will seal up and you can't get out. And that's just a death room. So you want to throw your shoe in it before you go in yourself.
Your test shoe, if you will.
Exactly. So the shoe is a sacrifice and you don't sacrifice yourself because that's, like, the number one way I died in this game. Not to other traps, but because I was like, doot, 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 walk in the room. Oh, no, the walls are sealing up. Well, I'm dead now.
It's a good thing that 3D live action escape rooms don't have death rooms like that. Or,
yeah, no,
unless
yeah.
I've not been in enough escape rooms.
Yeah, you haven't gotten to enough. It's fine. Like, it's a fun little game. It can be challenging. I would assume it's something where you can make it, like, even harder than what it is.
The no-shoe challenge?
It's just kind of a little bit of a bizarre game, because there'll be like, a giant shark in the middle of the floor. There's a kind of a ridiculous amount of lasers. Books will fall on you. There's, like, an anvil, like, you know, like, classic cartoon anvil will fall on your head.
This sounds amazingly ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous. Like, it's a ridiculous game. I like the fact that it is inspired. I think it's inspired by The Cube, like the movie The Cube, which it would make sense, right?
Yeah, because The Cube does have a cult following, but yeah. I don't remember it having laser sharks.
Well, it's not, the shark doesn't have lasers. The shark Yet. Is just in a room with lasers. There's also, like, rooms with crocodiles, like, just, a big pit with crocodiles, right? Like,
yeah.
Which is pretty, you know, a big spike pit, lava pit, where you just, like, can't get. And basically, all you're doing is you're trying to find the right room, and you either go up a floor or down a floor. And then you escape. That's the end.
Okay, that sounds fair enough.
It's fine. Like, it's a fairly inexpensive game.
Again, is it multiplayer?
Yeah, it's multiplayer.
And you can play with up to...
I think it's 4 people. I'm not 100%.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's yeah.
And, yeah, I know that isn't the last game that you played this past week. You've been busy.
Oh, yeah. So I also played, it's called Mad Experiments Escape Room, I believe. And it's kind of neat. It is literally escape room. So I've been playing escape room games. Now, please understand, I'm not the best at puzzles, especially, like, on-the-fly puzzles. There's certain things I can absolutely figure out, but there are, like, math puzzles? No, never. Like, I don't even. But so that's why, like, I played this with a bunch of people. And basically what it is... You're like these weird floating masks. I don't know why that's your character model, but it is. It's kind of neat, but it's weird.
It's probably for simplicity's sake, instead of giving you a full body model.
Well, it's interesting because there is some sort of, like, there's an ongoing story in this escape room. Like, you are sort of trying to get out, or you're trying to connect these puzzles to things, and you're trying to do something that this, like, gramophone guy is talking to you about. But there's sort of an underlying story about his daughter. And there's, like, Alice in Wonderland, you know, connections. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's It's cute. It's fun. Like, it's a fun thing to play with friends. I think it's also something that will be continually updated. Like, they will continually release different chapters.
And that's the neat thing about the PC games that you've been finding lately is that a lot of them are multi-chaptered, but they haven't quite given you the next chapter yet. It's something to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm fine with that. And usually with something like an updated chapter, usually there's things like updated graphics or updated something, right? Like, there's usually things that accompany that other than just the updated chapter, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
Also, it's just like, I don't know. I'm fine with letting games grow. Right? I'm fine with giving them my money and then being like, here you go, make it better eventually, or you can make something else better, right?
Or use the same content, but give me more of it because it was so good this first time around.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, sometimes you want another one, sometimes I'm just like, make this better because, like, in certain cases, some games are continually updated, right?
Right.
Some games are like, oh, like... I think Among Us is a really good example of how they were going to do a second game, but then they were like, oh, you know what? We got everything here. We could just make this better.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Like, I like that aspect of, you know, you're just like, let's just make it better, and that way everybody still has it, and it's free. Like, free update. Yeah.
Like, they have been working on colorblind support for some of the mini-games, which is very, very cool, where they are putting
shapes... I think they updated most of that. Like, yeah. I think colorblind support is in...
Yeah, so, which is neat that they give shapes to the wires instead of colors.
Yeah, no, I think they've updated, like, the beta updates, or the beta whatevers that were initially, like, color blindness, different kind of tasks, like, tasks only update at meetings or not at all, right?
Which was also very cool, because you never know quite how far along you are until you start completing your tasks.
But, yeah, I think those were all... implemented recently, so.
And anonymous votes, which I find quite excellent as well, because then you can't get all grumpy at somebody for voting you specifically.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure those have all been updated.
So, that's a bunch of really cool games that you've been checking out and playing.
Yeah.
And, again, someday I'm going to actually be brave enough to play more online games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this weekend, gonna get Hyrule Warriors. What games have you got planned for your next week, do you know?
That I gotta play? I did finish The Last Door, but the first season, but I want to do the second season before I talk about it. It's like a point-and-click horror thriller. I don't know. It's okay. I got it for really cheap, so, you know, like, it's one of those things where, like, I didn't pay a lot for it, and I'm not enjoying it. The other game that I'm actually going to be playing for my friends is Rule of Rose, because I got that to work on my computer. So I own it, but I can't, you know, stream it because it's a PlayStation 2 game, you
right.
see? And I don't want to buy the thingies to do that, so I'll just use my old computer. Yeah.
I almost think that we have the thingy to do that somewhere buried in our stuff. Mound of technology. I'll get it to work someday. And... yeah, that's pretty much what we've been up to.
Yeah. I'm probably going to, once again, I'm trying to go through my catalog of games. I have about 30 games that are in my need to play, and I'm slowly whittling them down. Once again, I did replay Tangled Tower, and I am replaying some games, but usually games I replay, I know. Like, I've played them a couple times.
And we do plan on finishing, because we did begin, Little Hope.
Oh, yes. We'll talk about that, I guess, next time when we... yeah. It's fine. It's Little Hope is the supermassive games. It's, what is the Dark Something Anthology?
The Dark Anthology.
It's just the Dark Anthology?
Yeah, I believe it's just okay. The Dark Anthology.
The Dark Something? No, it's just Dark. Which the other one was Man of Medan. This is by the same people who did Until Dawn and all those. It's fine. Pip Torn's still great, right? He's probably the most interesting part of these, which is unfortunate because we're not going to get a story about him, right?
I think his story is slowly unraveling as we go through more games, but as a character, as a playable character, we're not going to get much out of him.
I'm going to say it would be cool. That would be a great idea, to be honest, to make one episode about him.
Just have
to play him, or you get to, he's part of the story more than just our weird narrator, right?
Yeah, but... if you like...
it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to be talking too much about it either, because it is one that we are going to come back to next week.
We're not done.
But it's definitely... if you like horror games and you don't mind tropes, it is well worth a checkout, especially if you want to play with another person who's got a PlayStation 4. Again, if you're looking for some multiplayer games, some activities to do with people without being in their same bubble... this is a neat one to check out.
Yeah, especially if you like, horror. It's like a movie. It's playing a movie, right? That's basically what you're doing, is playing a horror movie.
An interactive horror movie.
Yeah.
So, definitely gonna come back to that one. I want to see how it wraps up, even if it's,
not good.
Even if it's not good.
Disappointing. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. And maybe I'll find another game that isn't Hollow Knight to play over this next week.
No, you should just beat Hollow Knight. Okay. That's what we want.
Fine, I'll just beat Hollow Knight.
That's what the people want.
All right, everybody. That's everything we have for you for this week. And keep changing.
Bye.